The nation's biggest department store chain, Federated, is buying its number two rival, May Department Stores, in a deal valued at $11 billion. The combination forms a chain with nearly 1,000 retail outlets. And as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the move comes at a time when department stores are getting a dwindling share of the retail trade.
San Diego's Fashion Valley Mall is anchored by a Robinson's May department store at one end of the food court and Macy's at the other. The acquisition of the May company by Macy's parent Federated brings these two retailers together, along with other venerable chains like Marshall Field's, Bloomingdale's, Lord & Taylor, and Filene's. The big stores are magnets for customers like Nora Boswell and Carolyn Labuda. They're here today on the lookout for a variety of merchandise.
Clothes, shoes, purses, jeans, anything, everything. I like department stores because there's more variety and you can get all the brands rather than just like one or two.
Yeah, and this, the products and the service is so good.
Department stores in general have taken a beating, though, as more and more consumers turn to specialty retailers and discount stores. While Federated and May have nearly $30 billion in combined annual sales, 10 times that amount flows through the cash registers of Walmart. Marilyn Hansen is browsing at Fashion Valley, but says she does more of her shopping these days at specialty stores.
Sometimes at Christmas I'll do, you know, a little more shopping, but most of the time I just stay out of the department stores.
Federated Chairman Terry Lundgren acknowledged the challenges facing department stores today in a webcast news conference. But he said the acquisition of May will help make Federated a premier national retailer with a strong presence in all but one of the nation's major markets.
We believe passionately that department stores have an important place in the ever-changing and very competitive broad retail environment. I think we are proving that the department store can be a vibrant, very much alive form of retailing. This combination will further strengthen our leading position in the sector.
The merger is expected to give Federated more clout in negotiating with suppliers and landlords. Analysts say antitrust concerns should be limited, since there are fewer than 100 shopping malls where the two chains compete head-to-head. Retail consultant George Whalen agrees with Lundgren that department stores are not facing extinction in the retail business, but he says the chains do have to do a better job of appealing to young people and ever more value-conscious shoppers.
Many department stores rely on this sale-a-week mentality. Start out at one price, and then the next week it's a different price, and the next week it's a different price. I think consumers are smarter than that today, and they figure that out, so they wait till it goes on sale.
Lately, Federated has been more successful than May in drawing additional business to its stores, and it's been more focused with its Macy's brand name, unlike May, which operates stores under an assortment of regional names. Federated says many of those regional stores will be converted to Macy's or Bloomingdale's, but the combined company may continue to operate stores under the Lord & Taylor and Marshall Field's names after listening to customers. Scott Horsley, NPR News.